So happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. I stumbled across an interesting book this week about the founding of the United States. It's called The American Soul by Jacob Needleman, who is a philosophy professor. And he said all history has two streams. One is what happens, and the other is the developing consciousness of the people. So he says the history of the United States is not just what we've done. It's not just revolution and civil war and or technology or the industrial age. It's also who we are. And that the most important thing about the founding of this country was the thought and attention given to who we are, who we want to be, how we want to show up in the world. Anyway, this author goes on to say that 236 years later, we may be losing sight of who we are, that we've gotten so busy doing, we've lost sight of who we want to be. But he says, and this is the part that will sound familiar, America was founded on ancient wisdom, on spiritual principles that have always guided human beings. And this is a quote from the book. Our task, our place in the scheme of creation, is to become conscious instruments of action on earth under divine law and love. Isn't that what we say every week? That's his definition of being an American. But it's also exactly how we view our lives on this spiritual path. Two streams, what we do and who we are. What consciousness are we holding as we go through the human experience? What action do we take when we're applying spiritual principle or living under divine law and love? So today we're talking again about prosperity. You already know that the key to abundance of any kind, not just money, is what we hold in consciousness. It's who we are and what we believe, not just what we do. So three steps to manifesting abundance in our lives: ask, believe, receive. Last week we started this series with asking for abundance and ended up saying we ask with every thought we think. The universe registers everything we ever wanted or needed or worried about and reflects it back to us. That's why we try to stay positive. So I was on the phone with, this is one of those things I shouldn't tell you. I was on the phone with a friend the other day. She is a minister in another denomination, but she gets basic unity. And we weren't talking about church, we were talking about life. And I was complaining and saying some pretty negative things about myself. And she stopped me and said, "Isn't this kind of talk against your religion?" Yes. We get what we expect, what we believe. The universe matches our energetic vibration, and if it's negative or fearful or angry, we get more of that. This is why Jesus said, the measure you give is the measure you get back. The abundance in our lives matches our own vision. So, we are limited only by our imagination. Our work, then, is to expand our consciousness, to enlarge our view of what's possible. That's what we said last week. And then this is where belief comes in. This week is believing in abundance, believing that spiritual law works the way we think it does, believing our good is already here and available to us. This week could also be called, what to do while you wait. And a lot of us get stuck in this gap between where we are and where we want to be, or what we have and what we want to have. We get stuck because we're focused on lack, on what's missing, on what's not here yet, instead of holding to our belief in the good. Jesus said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it and it will be yours. Ask, believe, receive. But notice the past tense. Believe you have received it. It's already done. And we said that last week. Every possibility already exists. So from this infinite field of possibility, we draw to us whatever we focus on, whatever matches our energy, consciously or not. Another way to think about it is that our thoughts impress upon the creative substance of the universe like silly putty. So what we think takes physical form. We're determining what we will receive with every thought we think, because we are a part of the oneness where it already exists, this field of possibilities. And our focus of attention brings it into our experience. Is this challenging for anyone else? Because I have to keep going through it in my mind. One of the things we do to hold on to our belief is remind ourselves how the law works. We use affirmations. We keep making statements of truth. And we go ahead and feel as if it's already done. Believe we have received. This is really kind of fun. You can do it in your meditation time. So instead of praying for what we want and don't have, we imagine that it's already here. Believe we have received. And feel it. What does it look like, sound like, smell like? It can be a pile of money. It can be that new car smell. It can be the love of your life you've finally met. Just go ahead and feel as if you're already in love, or you're already rich, or you're driving that convertible with the wind in your hair. Drawing to us what we want requires more than just thinking about it or visualizing it. We have to experience it, because the universe is matching our energy, remember? So we want to be in the energy of what we want. How does it feel in your body? What would you be thinking or feeling if it were already true? Wayne Dyer says when he's working on a new book, which is often, he gets the art department at Hay House to go ahead and create the cover so he can see it already done. He sets that up in front of him, and then he feels the love and joy of knowing that his book is out there helping people, it's enlightening people, it's inspiring them to change their lives. He's doing all of this while he's still working on it. He might also feel very rich. Although Wayne Dyer says he's never had a problem with money, he's always had it since childhood. He has it because he expects it, because he believes money is easy for him. So the point is, go ahead and practice feeling as if you already have what you want. Because you do. It's here. It exists. We just may not see it yet. Prayer, of course, is part of affirming the good. And one of my favorite prosperity prayers is the prayer for unexpected income. I put it in the newsletter a couple of weeks ago, and it's still on the website if you want to print this out, but I'm going to read it to you because it encapsulates everything I'm saying in this three-part series. The unexpected income prayer. I believe God is the source of all supply, and money is God in action and should be used for good. I believe my good is now freely flowing to me, so bountifully I can't use it all, and I have an abundance to share and spare today and always. I am expecting unexpected income. My higher self is drawing abundance of all kinds to me, and I give thanks. All channels of financial supply are now open to me, and I am richly, bountifully, and beautifully prospered in every good way. I believe true prosperity includes the demonstration of right living conditions, right activity, and right kinds of happiness. This word, which I speak in faith, believing, now activates the law of increased universal good for me, and I expect to see rich results now. I visualize the financial good I expect. I see it coming to me richly and abundantly. I claim and accept it for myself now. I am grateful in advance. I bless all the good I now have and bless the increase. I bless all others with unexpected income. And I know we are now all prospering together in every good way and sharing the good we receive. I freely give my tenth to God's good work. My giving is making me rich. I am open to receive rich, lavish financial blessings now. This is so, and I am grateful. Whoa! Read that every morning and night, and just watch what happens. And of course, it's not just about money if you're afraid we're too materialistic. If you're afraid we are too materialistic, I fear you have bought into the poverty is spiritual mindset. We'll talk about that another day. But if you would like more abundance of any kind in your life, money, love, friends, try this prayer. You will be attracting your good from that consciousness, and that's the point. By the way, someone emailed me and suggested we keep track of our unexpected income. She had already received some, and so have I. I got a personal tithe check from a woman who read the Five Principles and liked the book. And did you notice that line in the prayer? I freely give my tenth to God's good work. My giving is making me rich. Tithe means one-tenth. It's a biblical practice, ancient practice we have updated. We give where we're spiritually fed, one-tenth of our income. It may be to a church, a speaker, an author, a musician. It may be to this church or some other group or a variety of places. I freely give my tenth to God's good work. And my giving is making me rich, which is quite a claim. But it is spiritual law. The law is about giving. Tithing is just a practice. So you remember how the universe reflects our energy. When we are giving, our energy is what? Free, joyous, feeling abundant. We have enough to spare, enough to give away. And then that consciousness attracts more. That's why those who have get, why the rich get richer, because they already feel rich. They're not focused on what isn't here. Giving keeps us focused on what is here and all the good we can do with it. It's a demonstration of belief. If giving one-tenth of your income is too scary, start with less. It's easy to build up. Regular, consistent giving is the spiritual practice. I give 10% of the gross. This church tithes 10%, not just from the money that comes in, your gifts into the offering plate. We've started tithing 10% of the amount we want to have, which each week is the average amount it would take to meet our budget for the year. Isn't that an interesting concept? We don't tithe on what we've already received. We tithe on what we want to receive. Give at the level where you want to be, and the universe has to rise up to meet it. You understand why that works? It shifts consciousness. It adjusts energy. And the universe has no choice but to reflect it. We're impressing thoughts of wealth and generosity into the Play-Doh, the silly putty of the universe. This is how we actively believe. Ask, believe, receive. These are the actions we take. We affirm our good, feel as if it's already here, and don't even notice what's still missing. Jesus talked about this when he said, don't worry about what you're going to eat or wear. Look at the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. They don't worry. They don't work. They just know they'll be taken care of, and they are beautiful. That was Jesus' philosophy of abundance. It's already here. It's already yours. Don't worry about it. He also said, having is not the point. Seek first the kingdom. Pay attention to your spiritual self. Live from divine consciousness, and everything else falls into place. So a lot of you have read this book, Dying to Be Me, or you're reading it. It's a wonderful book by a woman, Anita Morjani, who had a near-death experience and a miraculous recovery from cancer. And she said when she came back and got well and went back to her life, she noticed how much people worry about money. She said, I found myself grappling with how seriously everyone was taking everything. For example, how stressed out everyone was about money and finances, even though they had a lot of other beautiful things to enjoy and be thankful for. I also couldn't understand how much people neglected everything else, including love, relationships, talent, creativity, individuality, for the sake of money, and how much time they spent working at jobs they didn't enjoy. The way everyone viewed life seemed all wrong to me. Priorities and values were misaligned, and everything seemed back to front. I realized I probably used to think that way too, yet I couldn't imagine going back to it ever again. She said the main lesson she got from being on the other side was go back and live your life fearlessly. which is the same thing as seek first the kingdom and just don't worry. So we affirm our good. Second, we give freely and fearlessly. We give money, love, time, friendship. Give whatever you want more of. And the third thing is gratitude. It is a crucial part of abundance, not just after we receive, but before. Go ahead and be grateful. Gratitude is just like giving. It increases what we already have. If you want a bigger house, be grateful for the house you have. If you want more love in your life, be grateful for the love you have. Focus on what's already here. There's more where that came from. There's no reason you can't have more, so go ahead and feel as if you do. You see how these three parts of believing interlock? Affirm, give, be grateful. Affirmations, statements of truth, expand our vision. Giving expands our consciousness of abundance, and gratitude keeps us in the flow, which leads us right back to affirmation, believing we live in a universe of plenty and we are taken care of, like the birds and the lilies. Affirm, give, be grateful. It keeps us in a consciousness of believing and prepares us to receive. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we simply become comfortable, relax. Close your eyes if you like. Take a deep, relaxing breath. Breath is the life force of the divine, animating us, moving through us, reminding us that we are expressions of the divine on the earth. We are here not to have, but to be. To create the kingdom of heaven on earth. We do it with our thoughts. We do it with our feelings. And we do it with our actions. Knowing that we are supported by the universe, it is reflecting to us everything we hold in consciousness. It has made note of everything we need or want. And when we are ready, we will receive. And so for this week, we hold that belief that we live in a universe of abundance, that everything is possible. And we will draw to us, consciously and unconsciously, exactly what we need for our soul's growth. Some of it may be challenging, some of it may be delightful. We stay as conscious as we can to interact with the universe. We stay as positive as we can to attract from that place in us that knows we are never separate from God, and it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We affirm, we give, and we are grateful. And so it is. Amen.